Anything interesting?
Just reading this article on salt.
Oh? Seasoning or the treaty?
The treaty. How do you feel about it? Are you for it or against it?
Well, it's a pretty complex issue, but I think most people would like to see the end of the arms race.
Of course, salt won't do that. Even its proponents agree that it'll give the United States and Russia the theoretical ability to accumulate almost 20,000 nuclear warheads, more than twice the current total.
Well, it could slow it down.
That's true. But I think the bottom line on any treaty is whether compliance can be verified.
Well, it's certainly an aspect.
Take the issue of telemetry encryption, for example. The Soviets are saying that the encoded stream of binary bits are irrelevant to U.S. verification. We're demanding access to a portion of the stream.
You are familiar with the term pedantic? You know, knowledge is a wonderful thing, but it really isn't necessary to overwhelm people with it. Sometimes a little feigned ignorance can be very handy in day-to-day social intercourse.
Gotcha.
Steak? Just keep moving.
Come on, give me a break. I've been sick.
Okay, what do you got?
I don't know. I think it might be social.
Knock it off. Captain, this is Joseph Beatty. Try to sell me these. Uppers, most likely.
How was I supposed to know he was a cop? I thought you people had height requirements.
Sit down over there. That doesn't bother me anymore, sir.
Nor should it, Levitt.
Sir, you, think I look street enough?
Yes, I can certainly picture you in the street.
Thank you, sir. I'll, send these to the lab.
Yes, Harris?
I may never wear denim again. This is Louise Myers. A man with a camera approached her in the bar at the Greenwich Hotel. Said he was a professional photographer.
With Vogue?
I told her he wanted to get some pictures of her. Said he was fascinated by her unique bone structure. Then he insisted that she go across the street into the park with him.
The light was better there.
Anyway, when he found an isolated spot with her, he grabbed her purse and jewelry.
He wasn't from Vogue.
I would seriously doubt it.
I mean, I'm usually much more careful. It's just that he had a way about him. I mean, he was quite attractive and very sensuous. I mean, different than you and me.
We'll have you look at some pictures. Maybe we'll get lucky. Harris, would you get some mug books?
Oh, for you and her, sure. All right, look, you just go sit down, all right?
Thanks.
Oh, I got another one.
What's the problem?
Come here. He's being belligerent.
Hi.
He's got no ID. I cannot get a name out of him. I've been talking at him for over an hour.
I'm Captain Miller.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, and you're Mr. It's worth a try. What's the charge?
Assault and disorderly conduct. He's just asking to get himself hurt, Barney. He was scolding a bunch of pimps over on 8th Avenue.
They were debasing the harlots.
He talks like that a lot.
Look, we're going to find out who you are, if you're trying to hide something. We'll find out if you're wanted.
That's why I'm here.
Just sit down.
Thanks.
Well, it's a challenge.
Is coffee fresh?
Damned if I know.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going in the cage.
Oh, look, can't you bend a little? I mean, one more conviction for pushing, I could go in for life.
You should have thought about that before you started peddling death.
All right, come on, I'm talking eternity. You're giving me cliches.
Better late than never.
Are all criminals ugly?
Well, it's not a prerequisite. Although it helps.
I'm never going to find him in here.
That's just to keep a good thought, huh?
Do you have anything on wayward gentlemen?
Hardcover or paperback?
Sooner or later, we're going to find out who you are.
You really want to know?
I'm not busting my chops for nothing.
All right.
All right, what? You gonna tell me?
Sure.
I need your full name.
Jesus Christ. J.E.
Now look it! You might think that you're real funny. But I'm getting a little bit fed up with...
God bless you. You don't mind, do you?
You know who he says he is?
I give up.
Jesus Christ.
The famous one?
And I think he really means it.
Well, this should really break up our day.
Real fruitcake, huh, Bart?
Real fruitcake.
It's got a good look for it, though.
Want some tea? Coffee?
Do you have wine?
Afraid not.
Thanks anyway.
Yeah, sure.
I'm Jesus Christ.
Ron Harris. Nice to meet you.
Hey, I'm back.
So am I.
See what I mean?
Look,
just call me Jesus.
Have a seat, Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm sure you can appreciate the difficulty we're having in accepting this just on your say-so.
Of course. But I am Christ. And I am back.
For any particular reason?
To peruse you.
I'm afraid I'm not familiar with that term.
You will be.
Dietrich.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Do you happen to know what the parousia is?
Yes, I do.
Well?
I don't want to be a pedantic.
Dietrich!
Parousia is the term used in the New Testament for the second coming of Christ, which will judge those left on earth and then end the world.
Is that what you had in mind?
We've already had the apostasy.
Desertion of faith and moral values, worshiping of the Antichrist in the form of materialism and carnal pleasures, the presence of global famine and regional wars. It said when all those things come to pass, Christ will reappear on earth, and then bingo, Judgment Day.
Thank you.
I can't hold a grudge.
Well, it's all very, revealing, but I'm afraid we're still going to have to book you.
How? I mean, if you keep this up,
do the best you can.
Next of kin?
It's a bit complicated.
Yeah. I mean, after the concert, I figured we head back up to my place. I'll make us a little dinner, and I got a bottle of 71 Beaujolais I might be persuaded to open. After dinner? Well, I got a couple ideas. Backgammon. Yeah, well, I'm sure you know how to play backgammon, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Look, I've got to go now. Yeah, I'll get back to you. Bye.
How's it going, Ward?
Well, I sort of finished with his booking.
Huh? You got a statement from him?
13 pages.
Well, he has been gone a long time.
Sort of, Wojo's epistle to the Manhattanites. I'm gonna take him down for pictures and prints.
Fine.
Got it. Foreign call from dispatch. There's a man with a camera just tried to mug a lady over in the Pierce Hotel. It could be our man.
Was he good looking?
Like that?
Wait, so?
Be careful. He can be very persuasive.
Captain, Daily News on the phone wants to confirm that we're holding Jesus Christ.
How'd they find out about it?
Oh, I thought it would make a cute human interest story, sir.
Yes, I can see where God arrested might pique the public's curiosity. No, I'm afraid I have nothing to add. No, I have not. But believe me, if I do, you'll be the first to hear about it. You're most welcome. You want to know if I witnessed any miracles?
Slow news there. You got another report on 8-2. Word of God gets around.
Well, I'm gonna have to put you in a cage now.
Sorry to put you to so much trouble.
Oh, that's okay.
You people have been much nicer than last time.
New regulations.
Hey, come on, what are you putting him in here for?
Just shut up.
Some kind of test to see if he's violent?
You behave yourself.
I do.
Oh. Just stuff all over me.
Yeah, it's messy work.
You know, I know the guy's a fruitcake. But I can't help feeling like I'm betraying.
Listen, don't let it get to you. You're just doing your job.
Job?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go wash my hands.
Certainly precedent for it.
So, what happened to all your friends? Those guys you used to take along with you.
The apostles.
Gone fishing, huh?
No, they're dead.
Yeah, right.
Because I have been thinking I might need a new hand or two.
Oh, hey, I would love to help you out. But can't you see? I'm booked up for the next 40, 50 years.
That's too bad.
Unless, of course, you'd like to work one of your miracles for me. You know, like the time when you made all those sandwiches?
All right.
Yeah? Hey, did you hear that? Jesus is gonna fix it for me. So why don't you just let me out right now? Come on.
Sit down, shut up.
Infidel, huh?
I checked missing persons and mental institutions, hospitals. So far, zilch.
Well, the man just didn't magically appear on 8th Avenue.
Probably not.
Better call Belvin.
Belvin? You know, Barn, you know, when you think about it, the whole basis of Christianity is that when a world gets so screwed up, you know, Christ is going to reappear and judge everybody and the world will blow up. Well, I mean, the way things are today, there's no reason that it couldn't be him.
Ojo, this is really not my area of expertise.
Oh, God. You're Jewish.
That's not what I meant.
I just forgot, Barnes.
It's okay, Ojo.
I don't even know why I brought
Ojo,
it up.
It's okay!
I mean, it's not something that comes up on the job every day. Right. I mean, it's not like you're ever leaving to go to synagogue or big on observing the holy days.
Well, I do. In my way.
But you never wear the hat.
I have one.
I'm not criticizing, Barn. Hey, I'm not much of a Catholic either. I haven't been to Mass in 3 years.
You know, there are some people like you and me, just not geared for institutionalized, organized ritual. We put more import on how we conduct our daily lives and how we deal with our fellow human beings than we do on formal gesture.
Got your speech already, huh?
Okay, you want to step inside here, please?
Of course.
That's him?
No.
Barney. Got him.
That's him? That's our sensuous thief?
Feel better, huh?
You're beneath contempt.
I was hoping to see you again, Louise.
Hey.
Captain, this is Gilbert Lettier. He approached a waitress in the hotel coffee shop and made the same proposal he did to Miss Myers. And then she became
suspicious and he ran out of the shop. We apprehended him in the hotel elevator, sir.
Thank you. Miss Myers, you make a positive identification. Is this the man that robbed you?
A waitress?
Miss Myers, please.
Yes, that's him.
Have a seat, please. We'll type up a statement to that effect and you can sign it.
Happily.
Harris, you want to take care of Mr.
Lettier?
It's French. My father was a legionnaire.
None of that.
I'll tag this, sir.
Good.
Sir, reporter was looking at the blotter downstairs. I happened to mention it.
Levitt, anything that happens in this room is privileged information.
Yes, sir. I apologize. I guess I was just thinking about the people's right to know.
Well, that's certainly a consideration. But in the future, should another cute story pop up, I'd appreciate it if you were a bit more circumspect. Understood?
Sit on it, sir.
I beg your pardon?
The story. I'll sit on it, sir.
You do that.
Place of birth?
Newark. The French section.
No, of course. Date of birth?
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. I was distracted. June 12th, 1922.
Occupation?
Photographer.
Please.
Well, I was.
So what happened?
My pony died.
Oh, you says they're ready for him.
Okay, why don't you deliver him? Take him over.
I finished reading the statement.
Uh-huh.
May I have a pen?
My pleasure.
Louise, I sincerely hope my inexcusable behavior doesn't keep you from pursuing a career in professional modeling.
Just stop it, please.
No, really,
I'm nobody's fool.
I live alone, too.
You want to sign right there, please. Something the matter?
It's just that Gilbert really seems to be
Gilbert,
sorry.
Come on, don't do that.
I know, but he
I had to type all that, Louise.
Problem here?
She's changing her mind.
Miss Myers, is this the man that mugged you?
Yes.
You going to sign that statement to that effect?
I don't know what I should do.
I'm biased, Louise.
Miss Myers, if you don't sign that statement, not only will my men have wasted a great deal of time, but Mr. Letier will be free to go back out on the street and possibly do the same thing to some other woman. And if you don't sign that statement, you may never see him again.
Thank you, Louise.
Goodbye. See you in court.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, but I don't understand. Yes? Yes. No, you're the experts. Sir, that was the lab. They finished analyzing the drugs from Beatty.
And?
It was baking soda.
Oh, God, you're kidding.
Any warrants on him?
No, sir.
Turn him loose.
But it was a good bust.
It happens, Levitt.
Beatty.
Come on, let's go.
Where are we going?
To a hospital.
I'm not sick.
I know. We're going anyway. Here we go, Varn.
I see.
I guess I'll be seeing some psychiatrist.
Yes, more than likely.
Do you think I'm crazy?
Well, I would hesitate to use that word, but I can envision a situation where someone seeing all the suffering and injustice in this world might want to end it so badly that he could convince himself that he is actually someone capable of doing just that. Or not.
Hey, Barn, it's almost 6 o'clock. How about if I check out and drop him on the
okay,
way home?
Okay, fine. Goodbye.
Look forward to seeing you again, Captain.
I hope under more pleasant circumstances.
We'll see.
How about this, Captain?
Yeah, we're thrilled.
All right, sign this and get out of here.
You betcha.
You're very lucky this time, Beatty. Obviously, your supplier was ripping you off, but I wouldn't count on that luck all the time.
Where did you say you were sending him?
Bellevue.
Thanks. Bless you.
One down, 11 to go.
I take it that's a humorous reference to the 12 apostles?
Something like that.
And I'm sure you're prepared with many more biblical allusions?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's almost checkout time, so I'm afraid we're just going to have to forego them.
I guess so. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
You doing anything for supper?